speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
Our next question deals with those who count for classes and attending Bible classes. In that, should those who take the count, class count, also attend an adult class? Back when we lived in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, we had an issue there where that our counters, who would go to the classrooms and count, they would roam the hallways and not go into any classes. In that, we found out about it, said something to them, and still they roamed the hallways. In that, they influenced others. It was a younger group that they influenced, actually. And that younger group decided that they were going to go into the library and sit, because they didn't feel as if there was a class that really was fitting to them. I find that interesting, because we had three, sometimes four different adult classes going on that they could have chosen to have gone to. But instead, they went and ended up sitting in the library. The times of assembly are vital for Christians. We assemble on Sundays, Sunday morning and Sunday nights, to worship and to praise our God and our Creator. The Father, it says in the context, is seeking such to worship Him. God wants you and me to put Him above anyone or anything else, and as we are here to focus solely upon worshiping Him in spirit and according to truth. What about when it comes to our Bible studies, to our Bible classes? We meet for Bible study to grow in the faith. I believe that we find this principle early on in the Lord's church. In Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through verse 42, or verse 41, we find that the Lord's church was established. And from verse 42 through verse 47, we find that the saints continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. How did they do that? They assembled daily from house to house. Now, they weren't worshiping, they were studying with individuals. I believe that the new Christians were learning, studying, and understanding their faith, growing with one another, and also I believe the context would show us that they were reaching out to others. Why? Because according to Acts chapter 2 and verse 47, we read there that the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. In the context here of Acts chapter 2 and verse 46 and verse 47, Christians were studying the Bible with one another, and their faith was growing. As we come together, in addition to our worship assembly on Sunday mornings for our classes, on Wednesdays for our classes, or even other opportunities to study the Bible, we do well as Christians to be in those opportunities to be in the assembly. Also, though, we join for fellowship to encourage one another. I want us to understand, not only do we get something out of worship and also out of our Bible study, there is something that is closely connecting us together outside of those two areas, and that is fellowship. The opportunities that we can be with one another to just sit around and talk, to engage in a meal with each other, next Sunday night to have ice cream with each other, those are vital opportunities for us as Christians. Some things to think about with regard to the way that the question is posed. Not only with counters, I'm going to go and say anyone who is roaming the halls or sitting in a library or wherever, if they're not in a classroom, these individuals miss out on an amazing time to study and to fellowship. I love to preach the gospel. I feel blessed. Dawn and I feel extremely blessed to be a part of this congregation. You are our family in the Lord, and you bless our lives in so many different ways. And to be able to stand in front of the congregation and to preach and teach is just wonderful. But I'm going to say, I love to study, to do our Bible studies above standing up here and delivering a sermon. Do you know why? It's because you are able to have input in those classes. We have some of the best discussions, not based out of the things that I have put together, but based out of the thoughts that you have. The things that you're able to bring to the table help so much. This last week, we had some who were bringing some parallels that we had never explored. I had never explored. And that was so beneficial. And those individuals who are not a part of a class setting, they miss out on those amazing times of study and also on fellowship. But friends, also, I want us to understand that those who would not be a part of a class, and they have that choice. It's not that they're hindered, but they have that choice. They discourage other members. When I received this question, that's the first thing I thought of. Someone is discouraged by someone else. And therefore, we do not want to hinder our brothers and sisters in Christ. We will get something out of being in the class ourselves. We must. If we have individuals who know the Bible like the back of your hand and you don't need to study anymore, let me know how you accomplish that. I'd like to know. I study every day. I'd love to be able to know how you've gained that much knowledge. I don't think that that's the case. I think that every one of us can benefit, will benefit, as a result of being in class. But then also, we need to understand the example that we give off to others.